And we'll start recording.
Let me know when you're ready.
We're ready.
Good morning. I'm John Ashlock, Chair of the State Home Inspector Advisor License Board. It is now 10 a.m. on Thursday, June 15, 2023, and I am calling this meeting to order. This meeting is open to the public. We will take time at the end of the meeting for a brief public comment period. Participants will have no more than 3 minutes to address the board. As a reminder, board members are not to engage in conversation with observers when listening to public comment. As a courtesy, we encourage all participants to mute themselves when you are not speaking to reduce the background noise. One challenge is remembering to unmute yourself when you are speaking. Also, for board members, to help us capture information correctly, please state your name when making comments. Thank you very much. Roll call. At this time, I'd like to ask Sandra Schaefer to call roll call, confirming the attendance of all board members. Once Sandra has called your name, please respond verbally with stating here or present to confirm your attendance.
Thank you. And I will start with you, Chair Ashlock.
Here.
Vice Chair Howard.
Here.
Thank you. Board Member McFeely.
Here.
Board Member Thompson.
I am here.
Board Member Tryon.
Present.
Thank you. And Board Member Hazel.
Here.
Perfect. Back to you.
All right. I'd like to have a motion to approve the agenda sent out to us.
I'll second that.
All right. Any discussion? Not really. Any? And the vote, who approves? Say aye.
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 Jordan Howard.
Motion passes. All right, the approval of the March 16th, 2023 minutes. Jordan, I was not present on that one, so I would actually like you to make the motion on that one if possible.
Yeah, if we want to take, if you've reviewed it, everything looked appropriate with the minutes for me, so I would make a motion to approve the March 16th, 2023 minutes.
Member McFeely, second.
Yep. Vote. All those aye. Who approve?
Aye.
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 Howard, aye.
And I abstain because I wasn't there. All righty. Awards and recognition. There are no awards or recognition discussed today, so we'll move on to old business. Education, Sandy, actually to you, for Education Subcommittee.
Thank you, Chair Ashlock. It was discussed that when we created the Education Subcommittee, and the Changing Business Practice Subcommittee and the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee, there were several board members who were not present. So we would like to ask if you would like to reopen the floor for anyone else to join these subcommittees. If so, we would just really like for you, Chair Ashlock, to open the floor, ask if there's any interest in joining any of these subcommittees, and we would like to start with the Education Subcommittee first.
As stated by Sandy, I would definitely like to open up the floor for revisiting these committees, as I wasn't at the meeting myself, so I would like to be on a few of them myself. So yes, I would like to open it up. Anybody else agree with that?
I would second, absolutely. I think we should open all three back up to include anybody that may have been missing. And I would first like to nominate Chair Ashlock to Education Subcommittee.
As a reminder, we can only have three individuals per subcommittee in order to not have a quorum on any of the meetings that we attend.
Gotcha. And I was just going to ask that, what numbers are we at for each committee right now?
So this current the Education Subcommittee currently is Vice Chair Howard, Board Member Thompson, and Board Member Tryon. So we currently have three, but if we would like to rearrange those three, that's very acceptable.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to kick somebody off, but I would definitely enjoy being on it. But as the call for people who were at the meeting and present last time for that voting.
So we, just to clarify, Education Subcommittee sounds full?
Correct.
Okay. With a rework of some of my business, I would and the other subcommittees that I'm chairing or heading or a part of, I would be willing to step back from the education subcommittee and remain on the other two.
I would gladly love to take your position for the education subcommittee.
That sounds great. We would just need a vote releasing with thanks Vice Chair Howard and adopting Chair Ashlock. We would just need a vote for that.
Motion to go for a vote. All those approve?
What? So motion to remove.
Well, we would need to remove you.
Jordan Howard.
You would need a motion and then a second and then a vote. Sorry, I misspoke.
So motion to be able to remove Jordan from the education subcommittee and install myself, Chair Ashlock, to it.
Board Member Thompson will second that.
Go to a vote. Aye.
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 All in favor? Aye. Jordan Howard.
Excellent. We'll make that change. Moving on to the Changing Business Practices Subcommittee. We currently have two individuals on this subcommittee. We have Vice Chair Howard and Board Member Tryon. So we have the ability to have one more person on this. If you would like, you can open the floor for nominations to add to the subcommittee.
Like to open nominations to a addition to the subcommittee for Changing Business Practice.
And Jordan Howard, Vice Chair, I would nominate with the Changing Business Practice Subcommittee, Chair Ashlock to join the subcommittee.
Thank you. This is Member Tryon. I'll second that motion.
And vote on.
Any other nominations?
Comments?
Are there any other nominations? Okay, excellent. A vote.
All in favor? Aye.
Jordan.
Aye.
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 All right. We will make note of that Chair Ashlock has joined the Changing Business Practice Subcommittee. All right. Moving on to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee. We currently have two individuals on this subcommittee. We have Vice Chair Howard and Board Member McFeely. So we have the availability to have one more individual on this subcommittee. Are there any interested parties willing to join this subcommittee? If so, Chair Ashlock, you may open the floor.
I'd like to open the floor to be able to add an additional member to the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee. This is one I would not want to join into this one because I think I'd be stretching myself a little too thin. So I don't know if there's anybody else on the board that would be interested. Otherwise, we could keep it as it stands. Other comments?
Okay.
So I believe the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Subcommittee will stay as it stands right now.
Okay. We'll make note of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Right. And then back to you.
Right. Moving on to new business. Mr. Hazel, new construction builders, you had submitted a request for a conversation on dealing with new construction builders. I'd like to hand the floor over to you to open it up to conversation.
Thank you. In fact, that just happened again yesterday. Overall, I don't know if everybody's been encountering this, but there's a few different builders. I understand the intent behind a lot of these builders that are restricting inspectors coming in that they haven't approved. As everybody knows, a client has the right to pick their inspector, but they're delaying the process of inspections, requiring you to jump through a bunch of hoops. I just had this again yesterday where Richmond Homes, for example, they had all my insurance, all my liability, my licensing, everything. And then they halted the process because they also needed to see my new declarations for my auto insurance. It's just strange. These new things that they're coming up with. I get it, I suppose. I mean, there's still public roads. Why they need to have my declarations of my auto insurance and my PIP and all this kind of stuff that I sent it over to them, but I'm just trying to find out what this trend is. I think it's because some home inspectors have probably, you know, in the past year, maybe damaged a new construction, you know, property, this kind of thing. So they're just trying to cover themselves, but it's just these new additions to the requirements have been popping up and kind of wanted to open up and see what everybody thinks about that.
Which market are you in, out of curiosity? What area?
We cover King and Pierce County. Okay.
I know Kitsap, I'm personally not receiving much of that. I did about a year and a half, 2 years ago, but the builders over here now know me, so I don't. I'm scheduling, yes. I definitely get the scheduling. They want to make sure it's done through the final walkthrough. But once they got my information on the file, I haven't been asked for it again. And I'm not far away from your market either, so.
Well, I was speaking with another realtor who had mentioned that their client had picked an inspector who wasn't on their list, and it halted the process. And then they had problems with the level of liability insurance that particular inspector had. It turned into a kind of a hassle, and I ended up getting picked up because I was on the list with that builder. So like yourself, I'm on several lists now. They're even doing things with realtors. In fact, yesterday's, they had a statement that the realtor during the final walkthrough was not allowed to be present. I don't understand what some of this stuff is. I mean, especially on a realtor side, you know, which is outside of my, you know, expertise, but that's their representative. And so I'm trying to figure out why this is happening. Is there, should some,